Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That is a statement by the genius that was Albert Einstein. And why is that my statement and why is that my quote for this week? In our profession, in the profession of selling, reflection and finding ways to improve is what will allow us to be the very best we can be. But when you think about it, if you go back and you actually think about all the interactions that you're having with your customers, with your prospects, with your clients, whatever it could be, each and every day, there are probably many things that you're doing over and over each day, and you're probably looking for a different result. Because for many of us in selling, there is a process that we need to follow. There is a defined process and steps that we need to go through to take a prospect from that point of inquiry through to that point of sale. But for most, the data says most sellers get coaching once every 12 weeks. Is that enough? Let's think about it. Is once every 12 weeks enough time to reflect on what's happened and find ways to improve? And the answer to that is no. And you wouldn't expect a high-performing athlete to watch one game out of every 12 games. They watch each and every game. And my message this week is all about the power of reflection, the power of looking back, assessing each sales call, assessing each interaction you're having with your prospects and your clients, and asking yourself some questions. What worked well? What could have been done differently? And what am I going to do differently moving forward? Because even the opportunities that we take and we convert, the times when we can ring that bell or hit that gong, the great outcomes that we have from interactions with our customers and our clients and our prospects, there is always a learning that we can take away from it. And I think as I embark on this journey, as I embark on the journey to be the very best sales professional I can be, the focus on each opportunity shouldn't be the result. It shouldn't be the outcome of getting a sale. It should be on how am I improving my capability based on every interaction that I have. Because that focus on learning, that focus on trying to improve is not just going to make me a better sales professional. It's going to help me elevate the buying experience for the people that I'm interacting with. We're going to continue to try to elevate and try to make that process a more enjoyable process for them. But I can't do that. And we can't achieve that outcome if we're not using each interaction as a mechanism for learning. And it can be difficult. It's just like, you know, when you go to the gym, you do an incredible workout and then you finish and you got to stretch. You know what? It's not an enjoyable part of the process. It's not enjoyable sitting there and going through the process of stretching. I mean, for me personally, maybe for you, you love it, right? But this is where the discipline in our day has to kick in. This is when instead of having meeting after meeting and finishing a meeting and starting a new one with a prospect or a client, this is where we need to be a bit more disciplined in our structure and add that 10 to 15 minutes at the end of a meeting to kind of debrief, to kind of ask yourself, how did it go? Looking at your notes, what did I find out? What didn't I find out? You know, did I have agreed next steps? It's about having a very simple scorecard, which you can review, look back, and have that self-reflection piece. Because we've spoken about this before on the Sales IQ podcast, that the development, the accountability piece, it does not sit with our leaders. It does not sit with the company we work for. It sits with us. We need to be holding ourselves accountable each and every day for our own development. And using that reflection piece, looking at each interaction and trying to pull the learning from it, sits with us. And if we can bring that discipline into everything that we do each and every day, we will improve each and every day. And that should be the result. That should be the outcome that we're trying to achieve, to be the very best we can be. Now, if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this today, please like, rate, and share this episode. I create this content to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.